This is Capital Insider, your weekly look inside Oklahoma politics and policy. I'm Dick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Sean, the state teacher walkout is coming to a close after 10 days. In the end, the legislature provided almost $500 million in new funding for teacher and support staff pay raises and additional money for schools. But most of what educators received came before the walkout. What is actually going to education, and when do they get it?
When you look at what lawmakers have provided for common education in the coming fiscal year, for fiscal year 2019, the State Department of Education is currently receiving $2.9 billion. That's nearly $500 million more than was appropriated for the current fiscal year 2018. But you have to keep in mind, much of that additional revenue comes from House Bill 1010 XX, the revenue raising package, which was historic when it was passed by both chambers of the legislature. A large portion of that money actually goes away in 2020. It doesn't disappear from state coffers, but it will be directed toward the Healthcare Enhancement Fund. Where educators really scored, however, was with the ball and dice approval and with the third-party online platform or Amazon tax measure. Those bills produce revenue that primarily will go to education. In the case of ball and dice, under existing state law, 88% goes to the Education Reform Revolving Fund, also known as the 1017 Fund. And in the case of the Amazon tax, Representative Scott Inman was able to attach an amendment to that bill that guarantees it also goes to the 1017 fund. That's $20 million in the case of the Amazon tax and about $25 million in the case of ball and dice if it produces the revenue which is expected. That's off-the-top money that they are guaranteed to get. In order to not get it, the collections would have to be less than expected, or lawmakers would have to change those allocations, which would draw everyone's attention to it.
But OEA, the teachers union, wanted $200 million in additional funding for schools, and the legislature wound up delivering far less. Why?
They would have had to look at other revenue-raising measures in order to get there. And as we've seen over the course of the last year plus at this point, the lawmakers are just unwilling to approve certain other forms of revenue.
Teachers wanted lawmakers to repeal the capital gains tax deduction, which would have provided an additional $120 million or so, but they hit a brick wall. Why did lawmakers dig in their heels on that?
Well, for one reason, in order to pass House Bill 1010 XX, the major revenue-raising measure, House Republicans had to make a deal with some of their members, and that is they would not bring the capital gains tax deduction forward. Now, why would you not want to bring that forward? It's a business issue. It's also an agriculture issue. The capital gains tax deduction is about $120 million each year, and a lot of that involves the sale of farmland or the sale of businesses, and those interests did not want to see that deduction go away.
Do you have a sense for where the relationship between legislators and educators stands now?
I think it was a little bumpy coming in, and I think it's bumpy coming out of the teacher walkout. There are a number of reasons for that. First of all, lawmakers approved the revenue-raising measure and the teacher pay raise before the walkout began. And as we saw on social media, some of them asked then, why are you even here? We've done what you want. But as the walkout continued and some of those education leaders were involved with negotiations with legislative leaders, some of those legislative leaders complained that they kept moving the goalposts. They kept changing their ask. Senate Majority Leader Greg Treat was very specific about this. He said in a meeting with reporters that in some instances within the same meeting, they would change what they were asking for. And that made it hard even to get to any framework for a deal, much less a deal itself.
What should we be watching for over the next few days?
The House will be hearing Senate bills, and the Senate will be hearing House bills. Also, we are entering into the final negotiation stage of the budget process. And keep in mind, we've already taken care of the single largest appropriation each year, and that is common education.
And with candidate filing over, we'll be talking about politics soon.
Oh, very soon.
That's Capital Insider. If you have questions, email us at news@kgou.org, or you can contact us on Twitter @KGOU News. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.